that line through 46.
Okay, Reggie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this customer is going to be rescheduling. I don't necessarily have to, you know, to hold you on the phone, but if you can not update the order as of yet, because I want to try to reach out and try to get in touch with Walter to see what we can do for this customer in regards to getting him a date that's sooner than what we have available in DMS, because DMS has me locked out of scheduling him until the 22nd. So I want to see if Walter will let us put him on for a sooner date.
Okay.
Yeah, so please don't update the order yet. Please, you know, because if you update the order, then I'm not going to be able to do anything with it. I can go ahead and let you go because I know you're very busy and, you know, holding you on the phone isn't helping you get your job accomplished. So, and I'll definitely thoroughly notate the order.
Okay.
All right. Well, and then also, I'll reach out to the DOD and I'll note the order with a breeze code. And would you like for me to give you a call back with the breeze code?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll call the DOD, I'll get the breeze code and the name of the person I spoke with, and I'll give you a call back to make sure that you have an update in regards to what's going on as well, and that you get that breeze code and the name of the person that I would have spoken with at the DOD.
Okay.
All righty. Well, it's always my pleasure to assist you, Reggie, and I'll give you a call as soon as I am able to do so.
All right, appreciate it.
I appreciate you, and thank you for calling XPO. You have a good weekend.
All right.
All right.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.